Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. If you're ready to transform your love life and attract a partner, I want to invite you to join the Captivating Courtship Code. You're going to break relationship patterns, which is the actual work, and then you'll attract compatible, commitment-ready men using my proven blueprint. And there's no risk. You transform your love life, or I'll coach you for free until you do. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And as we are closing out our enrollment period and we're in the last few days of taking applications into the Captivating Courtship Code, I wanted to share this really special episode. So last week, one of the women who's been in the program for less than 12 months announced that she has a wedding coming up this August. And we were super, super excited to catch up with her and for her to share all the details with the women of the program of all the work and the changes that she had to do by applying the Captivating Courtship Code in order to meet her now fiance, soon to be husband. And a lot of the work that she had to do that you'll hear her mention had to do with overcoming her own fears and relationship anxiety, particularly around childhood trauma, her parents' marriage, and watching what they experienced and what that relationship was like, and all the beliefs that she had to work through. Because when we first met each other and when she first decided to join coaching, she had a lot of fear around relationships, a lot of disbelief that it could be possible for her, that she could find a partner. But one thing I can definitely say is that every single week, Feta showed up to our group coaching call with her camera on, bright smile, ready to receive every single thing she learned, asking lots of questions, posting her thoughts and her worries and fears in the community. And in less than a year of joining coaching, she is now getting ready to get married. So listen to all the details about how coaching has worked for her and all the things that she learned, the shifts that she had to make in order to make it happen. And before you wrap up this episode, before you go into the weekend, make sure that you put your application in. Applications close June 15th. After June 15th, doors to the Captivating Courtship Code will be closing. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and apply to coaching now. Book your 60-minute consultation. Let's make sure that coaching is the next best step for you. And you can also go to the link in the show notes to go ahead and go straight to the application page.
It's just been a whirlwind since then of me trying to stay on my throne in the best way. But I guess in terms of just a brief update for the group, I'm grateful that I did formally get engaged, and I do have a wedding coming up in the middle of August this year.
How do you feel?
It's honestly been so surreal. It's getting more real now.
That is amazing. You haven't been on a call since, I would say, before Ramadan, since like about March or so. So you kind of, we knew that the engagement was like lingering, but then you kind of just like disappeared. I know you've been busy with work and everything, but like that's so exciting. So tell us more about it. Like, what's been happening in the last 2 months?
Yeah, so I think where I left off was when the families were going to meet, and I just had a ton of anxiety with that, with respect to how am I going to be able to navigate this. And I just was so grateful for the advice from everyone of really practicing being a queen in the sense of leaning back, not feeling like I have to go in and over explain and overwhelm him with all these details before he and the family meet, which I thought was the best advice ever, because that's not how I normally operate, since I tend to be more on the anxious side. But I thought it was great, even though on the day of the family's meeting, I did cry, to be honest, because I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so scared of what's to come with respect to just some more context for the people on of my parents having had their struggles with their marriage. And at this point in time, them being quasi separated, but not really, but it's not the typical family that sometimes we all have in mind. And then dad with his own health issues, including dementia and memory loss. So sometimes he says or does things that isn't the most appropriate. And so it was a lot for me to be like, okay, I'm going to just try to lean back and see how things go. And thankfully, with respect to the day, the dinner, I think we felt overall things went well. And even when here and there a parent said something or some other parent said something else, I think together we were able to compensate in the best way and just enjoy our time together. And then afterwards, he sent me a message to basically say like, oh, we had a lovely time, you know, getting to know your family. Thank you for the hospitality. We hope to spend time with you all again. And I was like, oh my God, like, thank goodness. Cause in my mind, I was like, I don't know if it was cleanly that, but overall it went better than I thought.
I love that. So how long ago did you guys set the date?
Gosh, I have to think back now. I think it was closer to the end of Ramadan when we basically
about a month ago
got engaged, right, and then confirmed the date. And then from there, it's just been it's been hard, to be honest, with respect to not sometimes falling back into my wounded princess way of thinking, because it's a life transition. It's like, oh, this is really happening now. And those like skeletons and fears that kind of bubble out, I've just had to then practice what you all have taught me of like just breathing, mindfulness, self-care, which is harder on some days than others. But overall, it's been exciting. I'm learning a lot with wedding planning. This is completely foreign to me in terms of how this works. And at least in Pakistani culture, it apparently is that the bride is the one who sets all this up, which is new to me. But I then had to practice assertiveness and boundaries in the best way with Faisal and his family, in a kind way of like, I totally understand tradition, but I would love some help with respect to getting this going. We both are busy people. How can we collaborate? And it was scary to vocalize that, but I was like, this is the best time. If I don't do this now, what's going to happen later when we have other sorts of negotiating opportunities? But I'm grateful that he was so kind about it. And same with his family. I just worried about stigma and all these negative thoughts, which I had to just put to the side to be like, I need to be good to myself, speak up. And the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to disagree. And we're just going to find a way to negotiate in the best way. So step by step, it's been that of me just practicing letting Faisal know whatever my thoughts are. I've been talking to his mom more now, which first was so scary because I have a lot of in-law trauma growing up of control and other issues, but it's been good for me to kind of see her now more as a friend and not as a foe. and so with that, we're progressing as we're trying to get things together for the wedding in the middle of August. And I'm always open to tips for wedding planning.
Well, definitely post in the group. I think there's some ladies in the group that may be able to help you with that. But yeah, I was so concerned. I was like, we haven't heard from you in a while. And I knew that things were going well. I didn't think that there were any problems or, you know, that anything had gone wrong. I was usually when someone is like on that verge of engagement and then they disappear, it's like, oh, things are going good. They're wrapped up in life and they're wrapped up. So they'll come back when they're ready and they're ready to share like, oh, I'm getting married or anything like that. Right. So it's not abnormal for people to go ghost for a period of time and then just pop up like, oh yeah, we have a date set. So, you know, I kind of figured that was going on, but I'm so happy that you have joined us because we haven't seen you. It's been about 2, maybe almost 3 months since you've been on a call. So it's so exciting for me. So I know you joined, what was it, last, about August, I think? I think it was last August, Right. You joined about August, September. And so for those who haven't been along this whole entire time, there's some that are newer to the call. Can you just explain a little bit about like the work that you've had to do? Cause I know what it's been. Like I have a very good grounded concept of the what you've had to do, which was primarily a lot of mindset work. But I want you to kind of just like share where you were when you first joined and like the work that you've had to do over the last, it's been what, about 8-9 months or so being in the program. So yeah.
Oh, for sure. And again, so it's such a blessing that I found this program and I've gotten to be a part of this amazing, safe and loving community. But in the beginning, when I started off, I basically had essentially lost hope in the sense of like, I've been trying and trying all these years to find an individual to get married and it's just not going anywhere. And for the longest time, I was like, it has to be the other person. I'm just not finding the right man. And that's the problem. But then I started to think more of like, I'm kind of the common denominator behind all these individuals, and not to like necessarily blame myself, but at least take ownership of like, well, what's my role in all of this? And what can I do differently at the end of the day to make this a success? And so then I came across Zara's program, and I think especially eye-opening for me what was definitely the podcast in the beginning, before I officially joined on, where I was like, wow, like each of these scenarios like totally fits me. Like maybe these are my people, and I found where I can hopefully create a home and find an answer to this problem. And then in the beginning, I think it's like the red flag questionnaire that I did. So eye-opening, because at least for me, I think I got the 39 out of 39 of every possible red flag that a person can have. And I was like, oh, wow, this just means I have some more work to do. But this is so, so helpful to know in terms of what my potential barriers are. And then from there, I think diving in as best as I could with the modules, I think especially modules 1 and 2 were definitely the hardest and the most time consuming with respect to a lot of inner work that I really needed to do and continue to do, that I didn't even realize what was embedded deep inside of me that was really making it hard for me to really feel enthusiastic and hopeful about getting married and being safe and nurtured in the best way. But really going through those modules, but especially this community, I think especially in the beginning, through the Facebook portal, typing a lot, long threads of my thoughts, and just, I know it was a lot of word vomiting on my end, but I just loved that people were so nice and responding to me in the best way, and especially doing my best with the calls and really coming every Thursday as best as I could, even if I sometimes didn't have much to share. And even sometimes that shame that we bring on ourselves of like, oh, I'm not making progress as fast as some of the other women, or maybe I'm doing something wrong. But really, again, being kind to myself and just seeing the amazing people here who were always so kind. So it made it so easy for me to then be present and then share whenever I felt comfortable doing so. And then just taking a lot of notes, I think, especially with like the coffee chats, super, super helpful, the modules, and even from other women and the things that they were sharing, asking them questions, and just learning from each other. I love Zara's approach that I feel like if we just took the modules only, that wouldn't be enough. The community, like the Facebook posting wouldn't be enough, and like this classroom wouldn't be enough. All of them together is definitely what's needed, along with just the gentle push of keep trying, of have that compatible circle of 3 to 5 people who we talk to in the best way, which was hard for me in the beginning because I was so used to just one at a time putting all this energy in, but really learning to lean back and what that meant was so different, but it felt so much better to then open up the way for a man to come into my life who actually could treat me in the best way as a queen, and for me not to have all these walls in place to prevent him from doing so. And so I think much of it really has been that. And even with Fasil, like I had the hardest time all these months opening up and sharing this with him. But then I thought of this program that we have here locally, premarital coaching, that I was like, I think this will be the best way, at least for me, to kind of have a person, unbiased person in the middle, where I can have these more difficult conversations with him. And it was the best thing. I think it was actually last week that one of the questions that we had to talk about was our worst memory. And so I was like, this is my chance, I think, just to go for it and open up and see what happens. And I was scared because I was like, what if he doesn't take this well? Or what if he decides to end the wedding? But I was like, no, I need to not be a wounded princess, be a queen, and just in the best way, go for it. And I'm grateful to God that his response was better than I could have imagined. He empathized with me. He said that he's there to defend me. And I was like, what? So like, I didn't anticipate that, but that's very kind. So we're continuing with premarital coaching to talk more about some sensitive topics of family planning, among other things. So we both can hopefully connect more because we are on the quieter side, both of us. So I think this is hopefully good for us to be able to chat. But any case, sorry, super long summary, but just so many good things to say about this program. And I'm so grateful that I found this.
No, well, I'm so happy that you committed to yourself and that you committed to joining. I know that you are naturally more of an avoidant, you know, when coming into the program, that was definitely one of the challenges. You know, and I always feel when I see the growth in anyone who primarily has an avoidant, you know, pattern type, because I know that it's really hard, the communication, the connection, not running away from it and really leaning into it is really, really difficult. And even a lot of your posts, you try having to shift your perspective on like your parents' marriage and, you know, just childhood trauma and different things that you've experienced and just seeing you push through. One thing that I wanted to point out was I know that you met your soon to be husband through like basically like a matchmaker, like someone who introduced you to someone, but you were also using other avenues as well. So I just wanted to point that out because sometimes I know that people have questions like, well, where do I go? What steps should I take? Everyone does things differently. Some people use apps, some people use matchmakers, some people get introduced through other people. Like there's no right or wrong way to meet someone. I think it's really more so about you just being open to whatever way will work. So one thing that you mentioned was keeping your options open in the beginning, getting out there and getting those experiences, because you really weren't, you know, making any effort prior to coaching. You really weren't putting yourself out there and really trying to. You actually had a lot of challenges with, you know, past experiences and bouncing back from those experiences, but then you really pushed yourself to get out there and get comfortable with getting new experiences and not controlling the process and leaning into that. So could you just share a little bit with the ladies who may be struggling with that a little bit, how you made that shift in that transition?
Yeah. So I think to your earlier point or question about avenues to find people. So before, my main outlet was basically through online means, like apps and to some degree like matchmakers, but I was just kind of leaning away from that and going on apps. But then I think Zara, through the group, there was an awesome chat that we had during one of these calls of like, if we're looking to stay local, like what are we doing to like find our local options, whether it's through like colleagues or mutual friends or local matrimonial events or whatever it is. And so that for me kind of clicked of like, oh, like what am I doing locally to put myself out there? At this point in time, I'm not really doing anything. And so that's where it was helpful for me to try and put myself outside of my comfort zone to be a part of certain activities that I enjoyed, trying to be a bit more social with respect to just my social group, so people know that I'm like looking for an individual to get married, but not making it so awkward that this is what I'm looking for. But being more open to the matchmaker, which had more local options, and that I think made it easier for me to navigate that side for the women here who might be struggling with finding someone, especially if someone's looking to stay local. This for me was the best way to go about this. But as far as the second question about just making that shift from my old pattern of not really being able to be in a committed relationship versus being more successful with that. I think really the 30-day rule was like golden for me, of like really practicing leaning back as a queen would on her throne and not chasing anyone, not catastrophizing, but learning to self-soothe was the best thing for me, because with that, it really opened up the way for the men who I was talking to really show me their true colors, so to speak, rather than me being the one directing everything and not getting a sense of who this person is, and then just getting burned out and exhausted at the end, and ultimately scaring away the man because I was doing so much. So that's probably the best advice that I would give to anyone here, that the 30-day rule of really laying back, being a queen in the best way. Self-care, I think, is the best thing, because that then opens up the door for the next 30 days or 60 days, because now the man, he's stuck around and you've stuck around, has gotten to see who you are from a queenly standpoint. You've gotten to see him as well. Like, is he measuring up reasonably with respect to what you're looking for? Or is he too passive? Or is he showing signs that are concerning? And it's so hard to pick those up if we're in like the leading masculine energy, because then we miss those things. So with leaning back, for me, it helped me to connect more with like, what am I feeling? Is it my, like, my gut? Is it my past trauma that's helping me to see things one way or another? And learning to really observe his actions rather than necessarily his words, because people can certainly say all the right things, but their actions really give us the bigger picture. And by leaning back, our observation eyes are open to be able to really pick those up in the best way. And so I hope with these couple of tips, that it can be helpful for you all in the best way as you continue in this program with this lovely community, to get that extra support. Because whenever I had some questions of like, with this guy, like I'm feeling X, Y, or Z, and this is why, I think talking to you all helped me to see, this is actually my prior trauma that's like really clouding my view, and I'm not giving him a chance to show me who he is. And then when I got to work through that, I was like, okay, now I can see this is who this person is so far. And so far, this looks good or this doesn't. So I hope this helps, Zara, in terms of answering.
It's super helpful, and it's really great to hear. And I always love you. You always bring so much like positive energy and a smile every single time you always come to the calls. There was one more question I had, just like, how excited are you? Because this is going to be a complete, shift. You've been wanting to be married for quite some time. So now like you're like right on that edge and you're walking towards that. Like, how excited are you? I know you're still having to coach yourself through it and to self-soothe and calm yourself down, but how, like, what's this been like for you?
Yeah, overall, a lot of positivity. At one point in time, literally before this program, I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen, and what does married life even look like? But the fact that it's become real, and the fact that he's addressing us as we in conversations is so different. And even questions about changing the last name and taxes and putting our names together, it's different. And the fact that he's leading with that energy without me having to like pull him along to go in that direction is honestly very nice. And to feel safe, to have someone who can protect me and not where I feel like I have to walk on eggshells around him, is not something I ever thought I could ever accomplish in terms of a relationship. And I think at the end of the day, much of it is driven by the work that I've done on myself. I think before, being more emotionally reactive, being that wounded princess, was understandably making it harder for the man to feel safe around me and to be comfortable being a man. So this has been good, and overall I am excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations, Freda. I'm so excited for you. I'm going to open up the call in case anyone has anything to say or wants to unmute.
If you're ready to transform your love life and attract a partner, I want to invite you to join the Captivating Courtship Code. You're going to break relationship patterns, which is the actual work, and then you'll attract compatible, commitment-ready men using my proven blueprint. And there's no risk. You transform your love life, or I'll coach you for free until you do. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you.